Claudia Jordan, and we are back with TGIF. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So sit back, relax, get you something to drink, and get ready to sip on this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds and Armon Wiggins. What's up, fellas?
Hey, what's going on, Claudia?
What's
What's
going on?
going on?
My
Armand,
favorite.
why are you copying me? Why are you copying my colors this week?
Listen, Al, you know what? Great minds think alike.
All right. We drinking tonight? Anybody having a drink? I got Mountain Dew with a little something in it. Anybody drinking?
Absolutely. I'm doing a spicy margarita.
Oh, yeah, I'm
Okay.
doing water today. I've been drinking all weekend. Yesterday was a celebration, so I drank last night. So I'm taking a break today, maybe tomorrow.
You can't do it every day. You just cannot
Yes.
do it every single day. All right. Well, let's get into these hot topics. We have quite a show for y'all today. We have an update on Bishop Whitehead's shenanigans. All right, now Bishop Whitehead has been found guilty of conning a church member out of nearly $90,000, bank fraud, extortion, using church money, and for designer clothes and more. And I think it looks very tacky. He is facing 45 years in prison. Does this guilty verdict surprise you? What are your thoughts on this, Armand?
Actually, this does not surprise me at all. I've said Bishop Whitehead was a fraud since day one. I've actually had my own run-in with Bishop Whitehead because I said he was a fraud before, and he called me up, called me all kind of F-bombs and B-words, and told me that it was all lies. And here we are 6 months later, and now he's facing up to 45 years in jail if convicted for fraud. So, I just think that it's ironic, but I think he's definitely guilty, and yeah, he should go down.
All right, Al, what are your thoughts?
Listen, we need to have Bishop Whitehead here on the show since Armand has such history with him. I say this. I say it's nothing that we didn't already think. I think he messed up when he lied to the FBI, and the FBI came down with an ironclad fist. They got him for fraudulent bank loans of $250,000, two wire frauds, one attempted wire fraud, one attempted extortion, and also making false statements. In addition to that, he has thrown the mayor of New York City under the bus, claiming that he's a mentor. I think the best place for Bishop Whitehead to be honest so that he can rehab is to go back again to jail.
And I thought he also said, well, they're just coming after me because I'm not an informant on the mayor. Like, I'm not snitching on the mayor. So it's like, I don't know about you, but I'm just sick of people using people's faith to run a scam. We have some comments here for fun. Said, guilty, guilty, guilty. Tanya Christopher said, he just looks crooked. And G's Girl Behavior said, he looks like he scams. And Rosemary Watson said, that's just foolishness to give somebody that much money. And Bishop Scamhead. I'm sorry. Yaya 502 said Bishop Scanhead. He's the only one who thought he was innocent. Yeah, I think this was a no-brainer on this one. And I'm actually surprised that he has people that buy into his BS.
Now, Claudia, didn't you have a run-in with him? Because we covered this story before, and he came after you in the chat, or am I making that up in my head?
Don't remember because I definitely would have read him for filth with his fake. All
Mm-hmm.
that money just to buy fake designer clothes is what's really the gag to me. I mean, I could spot that counterfeit Gucci a mile away. All right, Lady Gaga. I mean, if you know, you know. Lady Gaga is coming to the defense of Dylan Mulvaney, a transgender woman and activist who sparked a harsh reaction online after her recent post. Dylan received loads of backlash for posting a photo of herself and Gaga in honor of International Women's Day. Lady Gaga reposted the photo and wrote, "It's appalling to me that a post about National Women's Day by Dylan Mulvaney and me would be met with such vitriol and hatred. I hope all women will come together to honor us all for International Women's Day, and may we do that always until the day that all women are celebrated equally." Al, what are your thoughts on the backlash that she
Listen,
received?
the backlash it's really ridiculous and it's unwarranted. We know for a fact that the reason why we love Lady Gaga is because she's always been such an advocate and supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. And she says that her success as a charting artist, one of the best in the game right now, is because of the LGBTQ plus community. Remember, she had that, well, I don't know that it went number one, but it definitely charted. She had that song, Born born this way, which was a tribute to individuals in the LGBTQ community. For me, this is on brand for her. Anybody who's attacking her for standing up for trans, for trans right, really don't know her, because that's just a part of her. She's always done it, and that's why us in the community love her.
Okay, Armand, what are your thoughts?
I just think it's unwarranted and unnecessary because she posted the page, she posted the picture on her page for National Women's Day. And I just think the outrage of people not wanting to accept trans people as being trans women is the problem. At the end of the day, if she wants to identify as a woman and identify with Lady Gaga as being a woman on National Women's Day, that's her business on her page. If you don't like trans people, if you don't like transgenderness, you don't have to follow it. You don't have to comment. It's my social media. On National Women's Day, I wanted to shout out Lady Gaga and myself as a trans woman. And mind your business. I don't understand what the outrage is. And there's so much transphobia in the world. It's unnecessary and it's unwarranted.
Well, we've got a lot of comments that are disagreeing. Our dog said, let's leave Dylan in 2023. Mm. Epic Jackson said, can't real women have anything in this country? Ivy1908 said, real women stand up. Venus Babe said, Dylan makes a mockery of real trans women. And Gudolph said, trans women need their own day. Let biological women have their moment.
So you would be considered, right, Claudia, we're not supposed to say biological, right?
Oh. I'm a woman.
Okay, you're a woman. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts about this?
I mean, of course, Lady Gaga definitely has been an ally. I remember seeing Lady Gaga in very small clubs in Hollywood before she blew up. And the majority of the audience that was there was the gay and trans community. I totally understand her being in support of Dylan, and that is definitely on her. But you also know, as a celebrity, you know, you are definitely free to say whatever you want, but you also, that also comes with people that may not approve. And that's both people have their right. She has her right to support someone that she is in support of. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, people have a right to not agree, and it's okay. It doesn't just go one way here. And I will say, and I've spoken on this before, it's a weird place. It's a contentious time. It's contentious times. And actual women, natural born, cis, whatever you want to call it, women are feeling a way about, it feels like a lot of people are playing in our faces with some things, you know? So I don't think Dylan is like that. I don't think Lady Gaga has any negative intent, but I will say it's a bigger conversation that we simply do not have time for in a 5-minute segment here. I've long said that it needs to be some type of town hall meeting. I was hoping that Fox Soul could host it. When I had my radio show here in Dallas, you know, I made a misstep with something that I said before. Well, I'm going to call it a misstep. I spoke the way I thought. And then I realized I offended some people. So I invited three trans women to my platform, and we shared 5 hours of radio in a top 10 market in a very conservative state. And I pushed back against my supervisors because it was important to me. I feel like if I'm misunderstanding, I think I'm somewhat of an ally, then imagine the people that have no interactions with the community. So I feel like, you know, we only get there by having these kind of conversations, not avoiding it. But then also, when you have these conversations, if you don't answer perfectly, stop crucifying people. If they don't have a perfect response, that is exactly the way you want them to. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Aaron W. said it's not Biological Women's Day. It's Women's Day. They should have specified. Okay. Hey, listen, this is something that's always going to cause a lot of division because it's a new thing and we're not there yet. We don't know how to reckon with it. A woman was arrested after allegedly tossing a red liquid onto Vice President Kamala Harris's motorcade during a campaign visit in Phoenix, Arizona. The liquid landed on 8 Phoenix police officers on motorcycles. Can you believe this? Also, Harris was in Phoenix to campaign on her Fight for Reproductive Freedoms tour in support of abortion access for women in the U.S. So she's actually fighting for women. And here goes a woman doing this. Armand, what do you think about this?
I just think this is dumb. I just think that people do a lot of this stuff to be radicals and try to prove a point and stand out for whatever, you know, they believe in. And I just think you end up looking crazy because you're going behind bars. You don't throw liquids on, you know, federal officers and the vice president. And that's just dumb. So at this point, I think that lady should be, you know, crucified to the highest extent of the law. For sure. She has to be made an example of. You cannot do stuff like that. So, yes, right. Not a good idea.
Al?
Yeah, but the issue is, Armand, if you can't get those people who did the insurrection over 3 years ago in jail, what makes you think this woman is going to have any repercussions? I think it's absolutely absurd. How dare she throw paint on the vice president of the United States of America's car? How dare she try to protest and disrespect her that way? The only issue is Donald Trump has ushered this in. He's ushered this attitude to disrespect the presidential office this way. And because there are no repercussions, because there's no accountability, other people are going to continue to do this type of stuff. For me, she needs to go underneath the jail for, and it's funny to me how when you have the young man who in Vegas jumped over the bench and went after that lady, they made up over 15 charges to give that young man. I think in this case, they need to make up multiple charges, obstructing justice, attempted murder, because they told him attempted murder. They need to make up charges to make her feel the wrath for the disrespect, not only to the Constitution, but to the presidential office of the United States of America.
I'm going to go a little broader about how this affects women, period. I don't understand these idiotic, dumbass, moronic women who vote against their own issues every single time. I know you're making your Republican, conservative husbands and boyfriends and baby daddies happy when you vote against your own interests. But think about the fact that there is no legislation that that governs male reproductive rights. There's nothing. There's no law that is going to affect y'all's bodies. Nothing. They want to go after IVF. They want to go after birth control. They want to go after abortion access. Now, two women that have been raped and that have gotten pregnant by their accuser, right? I was one of them. Imagine being forced to have to carry to term a baby that is put in by you by hate. I just want these women to think about people like their own daughters, their sisters, their friends. Why are you against this? Are you just listening to your dumbass mates that it doesn't affect them? I don't understand why they're trying to control. There's no legislation that does this to men, and it should be even. Armand, you like to say this, keep the same energy. Where is the energy for men? There's nothing that governs your bodies. And I understand simple men that this, you know, I want to be in control to be outraged or to have a say, but I do not understand women protesting against something that is in place to protect you. And it doesn't even have to be as dramatic as a case of rape. It could be a mistake. It's none of your business. It's a moral issue that we should have to deal with our Lord, our God, whatever we believe in, and not a politician. All right, we have some comments. Patrick Thornton said, this lady looks like she has the aptitude to commit a stupid deed like that. And Venus Babe said, I think this administration is a joke. Everyone is losing respect for our politicians. It's not this administration. It started a while ago.
Yeah,
and, for sure. And Debbie Bryant said, like Armand says, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And Ansel D'Angelo said, you can tell by her smirk, she clearly did this for clout. She probably hasn't even done 1 ounce of work for the cause. Exactly. Obnoxious. Coming up next, is Nicki Minaj losing it on tour? Hey, that was in the script, y'all. Barb, before y'all try to come for me, I'm reading. Okay. And later, a mother who won't accept her daughter's sexuality. Keep her here. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all. Nicki Minaj's Pink Friday 2 tour may be getting the best of her. She was caught on video backstage tearing into her hair team during her stop in Seattle. Does it make you want to stop supporting an artist if you learn they mistreat, if allegedly they mistreat their staff behind closed doors? Armand, what do you think?
I think that this narrative is crazy, and I think anybody trying to paint this narrative of Nicki Minaj just doesn't like her, because at the end of the day, you don't know what's going on this tour. It's a lot going on, and two things could be happening. You know, I can't say if she's arguing with the lady or not, but it's clear that either A, why couldn't it be this idea of maybe she was asking her to get some information from someone else, and the lady came back and revealed the information and she had to quickly get to it and move on. Or two, if I'm paying you, I'm about to do my monster set, the Kanye, you know, monster verse. I need you by my side right here to get ready to do my hair. I'm paying you. This is a huge tour. Where are you at? I'm about to get up there and get back on stage, and you're just now walking up trying to do my hair. Girl, we don't have time for this. I'm Nicki Minaj. So if anybody is over here trying to, you know, make this a big deal, you're full of crap, because we've all crashed out behind the scenes. Anybody that's a working professional has had moments where it's like it gets sticky behind the scenes and you got to fall in line when the pressure gets high. So I think people need to lay off. This woman's tour has been sold out every city, and anybody that's trying to hate on her is just simply a hater at the end of the day.
Well, we know who you like, Armand.
He likes her now, but it wasn't always like that.
We gotta keep it real, though.
You better give us all your commentary. The interesting thing about this, Claudia, is believe it or not, the Barbs love this type of stuff. I was looking at the comments and they totally support her in being nasty and rude to this young lady like that. They actually said they like watching her go into what's called into mother mode. So I think Nikki leans into that type of stuff, and kind of, you know, she is on tour, emotions are high, and her fans are celebrating her behavior. So as an artist, she leans into it. I think maybe somebody on her team may have leaked it, to be honest with you, if it's not, you know, a fan or a Barb that leaked it. But it, I found it very interesting. If you read those comments, her fans are like, go mother. I it's the weirdest thing.
You know, I'm gonna say this. She has a lot of pressure on her to, you know, for this tour to be everything, because she has had criticism in the past about her performances, which she's clearly showing. She's definitely up the ante on her performance. I have to give that to her. I'm hoping that if she's cussing at a hairdresser, it's simply because the person's not doing their job, not just because she felt like cussing someone else. So, you know, the way the story's introduced about, do I think it's getting the best of her? No, I don't. I think tours, anyone that has a busy beyond, and I'm not performing for 5 hours dancing or whatever it is, however long her set is. I'm just saying we don't have the full story. So I really can't say, you know, like I can't say either way, like what it was. Was it her being nasty? I don't know. Was it the hairdresser that deserved it? I don't know. And as someone, we've all been victims of getting a little piece of the puzzle, not getting the whole story.
Yeah, but you remember, Claudia, this isn't her first time. A couple of weeks ago when she brought that fan on stage and she handed the fan the microphone to sing along, and he took out his phone and took a picture. She laid into him. I think, you know, this might be a part of her, you know, for her boss and her fans, because she's very much hands-on with her fans, and I think she gives them what they like. And, you know, on tour and under pressure, she goes into mother mode. She wants everything perfect, and if it's not, she simply corrects people.
Well, we've got some comments. You want to read some comments, Al? You want to read some comments?
Sure. All right. So Jesus Girl Behavior said, but we not going to pretend that Nikki don't dish out nasty work on the regular. You know what, Claudia? You're going to give me cancer. Chris Sierra said, some people just hate to be told to do their jobs, and those kinds of people should work for themselves, laughing out loud. And then As the Culture Turn says, Nikki, Minnie, not Ben, losing it ever since Remy Ma sheltered her.
Sheathered
her. Okay, sorry. Yeah. And then I guess we'll do one more. Joanne Kajusti said, she's having a bad day. Everyone has a bad day. Leave Nikki alone.
I mean, she does have that rep, I will say that. So it's almost like when we talked about Chris Brown yesterday, you know, it's like once that rep is out there, it is very hard to get rid of it. I will say that. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Gerard Carmichael, who came out as gay in 2022, recently debuted the trailer for his new docuseries, The Gerard Carmichael Reality Show. Now, during the clip, his mom can be seen asking for God to take the gay away from him. Take a look.
When's mom basically said I was going to hell.
I didn't write the Bible.
I don't think anybody's being hard on you. I think people are calling you to do better.
And Lord, I come to you, Gerard and I, take the desire from my son to be with a male. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I love you.
Okay.
All right, what are your feelings on her prayer, Al? I got to go to you on this.
You know, in modern age times, during, you know, nowadays, it just feels kind of icky. It kind of feels like, wow, there are people still there. But unfortunately, guys, there are still people in the Bible states, and I'm not sure where he's from, that feels this way. And they're very convicted that you can still pray the gayness away. I personally think that it's sad, but you can't say how a mother is supposed to love their child. I saw that interaction, and for me, you could tell that woman loves that young man. He loves her. He just wants him to not be a part of the gay community, and she wants to pray that out of him. Now, we all know it's not going to happen, at least from how we understand sexuality, but at the same time, I'm going to stick to my guns and say, although it feels yucky, you can't tell a mother who's raised a child how to love him. And that's just it.
All right. Armand, what are your thoughts?
I think these conversations are very important. I'm excited that this documentary is coming out because I think for a lot of times, you know, guys that identify like him or myself, our stories get overlooked so much. And we go through so much, but we have to be strong for so many different types of communities. And that is very hurtful for a mother to tell you, I'm going to pray this away from you. Or as if you picked up a button one day and decided that you were going to be gay, not understanding how much you have to be bullied, how much you have to fight, how much you have to internally hate yourself because you felt like it was going to be a bad thing. And for your mother to try to tell you, well, I don't accept this. And your dad to look at you like, huh, I'm not really sure. I've been there before. You know, I've been in a situation where my mom was like, listen, I'm going to pray that none of your relationships are successful if you're gay. And it's like, well, I don't know what to do because I didn't choose this. So I think that this is great that this is coming out because so many times, especially when it comes to Black families, we always think you're a man, you can deal with it. You shouldn't focus on your problems. We always skate over Black boy issues. And I'm glad that this is now being highlighted because this is a problem that we deal with. And it causes so many of us to run away from home, get on drugs, have risky sex, and it's not talked about enough. So I'm so glad that this is happening and people out there can see actually how we're treated when we try to come out and be honest. And this is what creates download culture.
Fisheye Jedi says, I was rooting for Gerard, but that's another story. Lil Lexa said, people do this. Some parents unfortunately do, and it's sick.
Yeah.
And Gaddaf said, she's praying in vain. Just accept your son. And L. Harris said, don't pray my gay away. Pray money, success, and good health in my life. So close your mouth. And Chris Sierra said, I can't stand people like that. It's not your business who someone loves, no matter what the relation is to you. All right. In similar news, watch how a mother handled finding out her daughter is a lesbian. Take a look.
Okay.
So she wants to put me out of her house.
Yes, you won't get the stepping if you don't get you a man come up in here and create me a baby.
So then what am I supposed to do, Mom? You want me to out the house because of who I'm dating?
Yes, I do.
And then what am I supposed to do?
You do what you want to do when you out my house, but long as you in my house, you won't have a decent relationship.
But the thing
this
is,
come
Mom,
from the old school, baby.
All right. Do you think there's any excuse for a parent to treat their child this way, Armand?
Back to me. Listen, no, absolutely not. But at the end of the day, I'm the type of person that's like, listen, I get it. Like, I understand a parent wanting to have that grandchild, wanting to kind of raise that next generation. So I understand that it's very hurtful when you feel as though, damn, I'm not going to have that opportunity because you're in a same-sex relationship. So I can't take that away from parents that want that. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that it's just not like that. And most relationships, especially Black families, you know, the parents are not, they're not together. You know, a lot of us are in broken homes or, you know, step families and things like that. So we didn't get to choose, you know, the mom or dad that we got, you know? So in my household, I always told my dad and I told my mom, listen, I didn't get a choice on who you was with. Maybe if I had a choice, maybe things would be different. So at the end of the day, you're not going to make that choice for me. You get what I'm saying? Because I had to deal with whatever I had to deal with growing up. I had to learn from you. I had to deal with your mistakes. And I may not have agreed with them, but listen, this is who I am and this is what it's going to be. So just like I had to deal with it, you're going to have to deal with it too. And let's move on with love. And eventually that's what we did.
Angel Shepherd said, parents birth those kids. They have a right to feel some kind of way. And Quint Hahn said, not she's trying to pimp her daughter out. D Love said, we can't judge, and it's not easy for the parents either, but not everything is for social media. I agree with that, Al.
I definitely agree with that. You know, I can relate to this. I'm sorry, I can. And I have to tell you, I came from a Southern Baptist mother, and I grew up with parents who said and always said, this is my house and these are my rules. So take that sexuality component out. And my mother was like, if you can't drink in this house, my mother didn't allow drinking, you can't smoke in her house. If you drink or smoke in this house, you gotta go. So I understand that part. And as it relates to the sexuality part, like I said before, it's just unfortunate that some parents still are stuck in this mindset. But how do you trade that off? What's the trade-off there? She has house rules. And this is a grown young lady. Let's be clear. It's not a young kid, not in their teens, not in high school. This is a grown young lady. And she has house rules. So is she supposed to bend her house rules because her daughter is exercising a sexuality that she's not comfortable having in her own house that she pays the bills for? So I think that's something to think about when we're judging these parents and how they're behaving and what they're saying when they put their foot down on certain rules as it relates to their home.
I know back in the 1990s and early 2000s, 1990s, I would say, when I lived with my mom until about 92, there was no sex of any kind in her house. And right. It didn't matter, gay, straight, or other. There was just, and I had to go by her rules. Now, once you become an adult, you still live at home and you still need your parents' help. You probably got to listen to their rules. I would just kind of probably keep it away from my parent if I knew they were closed-minded. Unfortunately, that may not be the right, that might be the way right. you want to. But what stopped me from getting a job and getting out of her house? And then you can live your life as freely as you want to. Because while you're there, right. your mother does have some say in what happens in her house. But outside of her house, once you're an adult, I think you should be able to do what you want.
I don't agree. I feel like we're making excuses for our parents to be mentally and verbally abusive to their kid, because at the end of the day, we don't know if that woman is having sex with another woman in that house. 9 times out of 10, she's not bringing that girl over. It's just the mere fact that she likes girls on the outside is the problem. Like, let's just be honest here. It's not that you're bringing it to the dinner table and having her come over for brunch. It's the fact that, you know, when your daughter's outside leaving, she's with the same sex, and that's pissing you off. And I just think that that's so unfair to the LGBTQ community people, because it creates so much detriment to these people's mental. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really messed up. And I don't feel like enough people take it serious enough as they do other topics.
But in this particular case, isn't she grown? She's in her 20s. I mean, if this is something... if this is something that she's not comfortable with, she's got to spread her wings and she's got to leave the nest in that sense. Now, I always compare it also to, you know, what if it was a drug abuse problem? And we're also supposed to be compassionate about people on addictions, and we're supposed to help them through their addictions. And if a parent says, I don't want those drugs in my house, if you're going to do the drugs in my house, I don't care if you're addicted or not, you got to get it out of here. I know that it's different when it comes to sexuality, but to some parents, that's the analogy. That's the parallel. So once again, I think it's bad if they're young, but when you're a grown adult and you're making these decisions and your parents don't like it, you have the option to leave the home.
I agree. You can't have it both ways. I want to do whatever I want, when I want, but I don't want to pay the bills and be on my own. You right. can't have it both ways. I kind of think there is a little bit of that. I want to be able to do any and everything. You can't say anything about it. You can't ever say, okay, well, you can do whatever you want, but there's also
consequences. It's not here, right? Yeah.
I mean, okay, Professor Cutie Pie says she can move out, but it's still hurtful. Of course. And we are
disrespectful of that.
But maybe she can't afford to move out. So she can't be gay because afford to move out. You know what I mean?
Like, well, as an adult, Armand, if you can't afford to move out, then maybe your focus shouldn't be on licking on anything, penis or vagina. You should probably be working on a job, and a conversation should be about your career path and not about your sexuality. Why are you 20 something years old and you can't get your own place? That is a bigger question. I'm not going to baby you because you're gay or a lesbian or anything. Just like I don't expect to be babied because I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, you can't have it both ways. I'm going to do whatever I want. You can't say anything about it and pay my bills, Mom, and I'm 22. Right. I think.
But that's not saying, okay, we're going to leave it at that. But to me and to Al, smoking weed and doing drugs is not the same thing as being attracted to the same sex. We cannot compare that to drugs.
I mean, for some people, you got to understand, especially in the Bible Belt, some people, the same way they feel like you can pray away your gayness, some people think you can pray away your addictions, Amon. It's just the mindset. Now, we know that it's not fair because we happen to be a part of the community and we didn't have a choice in this. But people who are not like that, who don't have that experience, don't feel the empathy towards us because we are. And it's just that simple.
I will say, and this is probably something we can all agree on, I do say, house rules aside, I do think her mother should be a little bit more compassionate to her daughter and maybe talk to her in a different way. I think that was a little rude and forcing, if she's a lesbian, she probably cringes at the thought of being with a man. So I think that was pretty rude to say that to her daughter. That was really rude, actually, and selfish. All right, coming up next, Steve Harvey is in hot water, and later you may want to cancel that Vegas girls trip. Uh-oh, why? We'll be right back.
Good.
Welcome back to TGIF. If you're enjoying the show, put some flames in the chat. All right, y'all, listen, we done talked about weight loss, weight gain, and how we've all struggled with gaining weight, especially after COVID. So let's get into some solutions here at TGIF. Now, Roe provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Roe Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes, so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Now, over 200,000 people have already chosen Roe to help them lose weight. Roe Body Program members have support throughout the process. Roe's partner handles all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. Now, if eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. Now, you can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. That means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year. With healthy lifestyle changes, BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Al, we've talked about this. What are your experiences with weight loss?
Oh, gosh. You know, I'm fighting it. Hey, I'm 50, over 50. And my metabolism isn't the same. So for me, I find this very intriguing. It's something that I want to try because not only do you get the staff to help you with your insurance, you also get medical supervision, which when it comes to me taking pills and taking shots, I need a medical supervisor to tell me if I'm doing it right and how it's supposed to make me feel. I promise you, this is something that I definitely want to try because I have a good old 15 pounds that I need to kind of figure out, you know, add it to healthy eating to get off of me.
All right. Well, thank God for Roe. Go to roe.co/T. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.com. That's R-O dot, I'm sorry, ro.co/T. That's ro.co/T. Promotional consideration furnished by Roe Body. All right, now that you got that T, let's get back to some topics. A clip resurfaced showing Steve Harvey telling his audience not to leave America because Donald Trump is not going to be that bad. This video came back to light as the current election cycle continues to ramp up. Harvey said, "He's going to make America great again. Let's go, Donald Trump." Why do you think more Black people, especially Black men, seem to be endorsing Donald Trump? Al, we'll go to you first.
I think Black people, and especially Black men, are supportive of him because he's a renegade. He doesn't follow rules. He runs through red lights. He runs through stop signs. He makes his own rules. He creates his own narrative. And it's something about a man in power not following the rules of the masses that excites us because we ourselves are constantly being degraded and forced to follow rules that are not good for us. So I think they see that in him. There's one thing that I've always said, you know, I definitely am not a Donald Trump supporter, but what I have always said that I appreciate about this man is that he does not make any excuses for his ridiculousness. And he is consistently ridiculous and consistently rude and consistently, you know, changing the narratives. And he's just consistent, if nothing else. It's a horrible thing. But I think that that is the thing that Black people, especially Black men, can relate to.
All right, Armand, I know you kind of like Donald Trump.
Well, I agree. I agree with you, Al. I think that a lot of that is true. And honestly, now this may not be the greatest idea, but I also think, you know, a lot of the younger Black Americans too, they like Donald Trump because he's entertainment, you know? And I think that a lot of people are entertained by him. Now, that doesn't make it right, but I think a lot of people are entertained by the fact that he doesn't care, the fact that he will go out there and, you know, be brutally honest and say what he feels. And so that attracts a lot of people. And then to some people, when you get into what his policies are, people believe that, you know, he's a great businessman. And so they
feel like, well, he's laden with fraud, bank fraud, all types of fraud. Laden with raping women, laden with all types of, to the tune of $440 million in fines.
But you got to think about it. We're in the world of, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but I'm just saying we're in the world of reality television. Everybody wants to be entertained. Donald Trump is a shit show, and we all love to watch it.
You want to be entertained by the president of the United States?
I'm not this younger group I'm is driving. Saying.
I just think but I got. I just honest. Got more gray hair because of you.
We got to be honest, though. People are entertained by Trump. Like somebody has to say it.
Okay,
like,
so let me ask you this. Here. I just got one question.
I'm not doing it with
just one question. No, just one question. I promise you, I'm gonna be light. Just one question. So you would cast a vote for someone that entertains you, but taking the rights of your sisters, you're the oldest brother in that family, taking the rights of your sister's bodies, telling your mother what she can do with her body. You're supporting someone because they're entertaining you, taking out Black history in the school systems, teaching them the truth about slavery. You are supporting someone and casting a vote for someone who is a known fraud, who's a known rapist. I'm just confused. Like, we are letting our morals take a backseat to entertainment. I just want to be sure.
Somebody had to say it. Donald Trump is entertaining. The question was asked, why do so many Black people like him? Let's be real. Like, you're not going to trap me up in this.
This like, come on
I'm gonna jump in here to think that I hate that the narrative that all someone has to do is put on a clown show and that's going to be enough to influence Black people. Like, we're not that aware and that we don't know what's going on, and I feel sorry for the lower level thinking Black people that are falling for this. I call them mouth breathers, the people who breathe with their mouth wide open that are just like that all the time, because you've got to be an idiot to not remember what we were going through. I know time has gone by and things got better, but let me just read this quick tweet that attorney Benjamin Crump put out. Dear Katie Britt, when Trump was president, food lines were 5 miles long. Remember that? I do. Yep. Our dead loved ones were stored in refrigerator trucks. Remember that? Yep. I do. COVID. We lost thousands of hardworking jobs. We lost our jobs and homes. Good God, we had to use coffee filters to wipe our asses. We could not buy paper towels. We could not buy hand sanitizer. That is when inflation actually started, because Trump's trade deal with China. Now, a lot of people don't want to be bothered with the details, but I do want to be bothered with the details because I choose to educate myself and not just go by who's funny and who gives a funny one-liner, because I think that's idiotic. This is our future in our lives. If we sit there and continue to let the clowns rule the nation, then we deserve everything we get. People were really suffering, and I can't believe that you guys were, not y'all, but people have forgotten that we were locked in our houses for 1 year, not under Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And also immigration, crossing the borders was huge at that time.
Hold on the conversation.
Huh?
That's a whole nother conversation.
Yes, and let me also remind you that they were so horrible at the border that they were separating kids from their parents and losing the information so they never reunited with their families ever again. Kids were dying at the border and getting sexually abused. This is not under Joe Biden. This is under Donald Trump. This is when the price gouging started. And this is also when Trump gave one of the biggest tax cuts to rich people in history. And guess who got less tax credits in America? The middle class. Right. Y'all can smile. Y'all can laugh.
I'm not laughing. I'm just,
this is scary to me.
I'm agreeing with you. I just find it interesting, though, that we do have to pay attention to what this younger generation is saying back to us. And for some reason, we must have failed to show them the side that you're talking about, that I'm talking about, because it's trumping basic logic. He is violating the Constitution of the United States of America and wants to rewrite it. And we've got to stop that, whether he's entertaining or not. But we got to go to commercial, because Destiny is telling us to tease.
She is.
We could put a pin in it here and come
back. We're going to go. I'm going to say this in closing. I'm embarrassed that all it took was $1,400 to buy some people's votes. I'm going to say that. Keep it locked, because coming up next, you may want to cancel that Vegas girls trip. And later, Flajay Johnson's brother has gotten himself into some trouble. We'll be back. Welcome back to the show. All right, y'all. People are always trying to pull a fast one by selling outrageous products and services. Let's cover the foolery in a new segment we like to call Cop or Flop. An Atlanta spa is going viral after offering Hennessy pedicures to customers. During the service, the nail technicians drizzle Hennessy over the customer's feet. Social media is not having it. A Twitter user wrote, Atlanta be trying to squeeze Hennessy and mimosas in everything. And hookah. Someone else wrote, 25 cents worth of liquor, probably $90 service. Americans eat up a good scam. What do you think? Would you cop this or would you flop this, Armand?
I probably would flop this just because it's Hennessy, but I would try it if it was tequila at least once.
Tequila on your feet?
I would try it. I mean, I would say I'm sure they have some pitch as to what the benefits are. So go ahead. I'll try anything almost once. You know, I'll try almost anything once.
Al?
Hell no. This is a flop. Why would I waste my good Hennessy in my foot water? Just sounds crazy. Some of these young kids like Armand would do. No, I need it in a cup, chilled, or with some Coke. You don't need to put it on my feet. I need to put it down my throat.
This is so ghetto. Hennessy on a pedicure. Like, what else do you need? A blunt? Like, this is just giving some top rhyme. I'm going to go with this. Some.
What is it going to go through your feet and get you high or drunk?
I just think people just be doing too much. You could just get a pedicure. Like it's just, it's a flop for me. All right, let's move on. Let's get off this ghetto nonsense. Let's get back to some topics. On another note, we've been talking about Black celebrities lately, like Jamie Foxx and Lupita Nyong'o, who are in interracial relationships with white partners. Now, the Black men typically catch a lot of heat when it comes to dating white women. Why do you think it's more accepted by society for Black women to date white men? Al?
Because we've been programmed that they can't find a Black man that's suitable for them, that's good enough, that's not in prison. We hear it every day. We hear it from the day we're born to the day we get married, that there are no good Black men out there. So we have empathy for women that go through that process. We have empathy for women that are 30, 40, and 50 and still can't fall in love or find a Black man to love. So with that empathy, we give them a pass and we say, okay, since all of them are bad, because that's what society is telling you, you get a pass, you can go play with a white man.
Okay, Armand, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's also, you know, to that point, I think it's also the fact that, you know, typically the successful Black men end up with like a white woman. So it's like Black women, they're figuring out, well, shoot, I got to do the same thing because all the good guys are gone. They've all went and married. They don't like Black women. So they got to go find them a white guy that appreciates their Black skin, their chocolate skin, because it seems as though white guys seem to appreciate darker skinned women more than actually Black men. So Black men don't really like darker skinned women. They prefer lighter skinned Hispanic women.
You know, when I do run into like wealthy white men that have a thing for Black women, they don't want a light skinned woman. They want a nice chocolate. They're like, if I'm going to date a Black woman, I'm going to date a fully Black woman. And I'm glad for that for women. Now, I'm a product of interracial relationships. I'm definitely, my priority is to be with a Black man. I will say, I think the reason why the criticism is different, I feel like one is a need versus one is a want. And let me explain. I feel like Black men will sometimes get with the white woman because it's like a status thing. And a lot of Black men are competing with white men when it comes to the success thing. You know, let me go and put a white woman on my arm. I think a lot of Black women, we choose Black men first. At least all the women that I talk to, it seems like the ones that finally do go white, it's after years of trying. It's never our first choice. It seems like after finding it very difficult or not feeling wanted by Black men, then it's like a consolation prize to get with the white men. Like, it's almost like a, I might as well. I never hear them say that's their first choice. And that's, I think that's what the difference is. Go ahead.
Sorry, that's so interesting you said that, Claudia, because I got to be honest, Armand, and you can help me with this. I feel like that's the same with same sex with gay.
I was going there. I just didn't know.
I mean, because I feel there. Like when you look at Billy Porter, Coleman Domingo, Caromo, RuPaul, Michael Sam, Byron Perkins, I feel like it's a rite of passage for some reason that when you're successful, you're on television, you're in sports, you're making all this money. I feel like they feel like they got a prize by having someone who's non-Black on their arm. What do you think, Armand?
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad you took it there because absolutely, it's the same thing in our community, especially in San Francisco and West Hollywood. Like, if these Black guys, they don't like Black boys like me, they like white guys. And some of my friends will even tell me, I don't date Black men because you know why? They have too many childhood traumas. White guys have helped me out. They helped me with credit. I learned more than white men. They have better credit. It's a rite of passage to life. I have a better experience of life with a white man. Black men can't give me that same experience. And then when the black men become famous, like the RuPauls and the Billy Porters, they feel as though you want to walk the red carpet with your white king, because now you feel mainstream. Mm. You feel accepted by the world now. Mm. You won. You are successful. In my opinion.
I'm going to go with the big picture thing once again. This is on us black people. We are the ones that devalue black. Mm. Like, we complain about white people doing it, but let's start talking about how we devalue. I live in a good neighborhood. I live in a white neighborhood. He's a good tax preparer. He's a white man. Like, y'all stop being so brainwashed and thinking that you don't have skilled and worthy people in your own race. Like, why is it always better when it's a white person? And that's on us. That is on us. That's not on white people. Yes, they did their damage on us with Jim Crow. I will give you that. They programmed us. But let's not act like we don't have the awareness, the access to education, and to know that we don't have to be like that anymore. We don't have to be in chained mentally by that. Like, stop thinking white is better in everything we do. And black people, stop being less than excellent. Stop giving shitty customer service. Stop doing less than. Be there for your kids, because I can't rock for y'all if you're giving less. And then they go to the white person that's giving them better treatment. So we both got to do some work, right?
I agree 100% on that last statement, for sure.
All right. Stop being a hot-ass mess. All right, coming up. So Jay Johnson's brother has gotten himself into some trouble. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show. All right, ladies, if you're a super fan of TGIF, this announcement is for you here in Women's History Month. We are bringing back the hot seat in celebration of said Women's History Month. But this time, we're looking for two female soulmates to compete for the title Superfan. Now, if you are interested, please send your name, photo, and what makes you a superfan to TGIF@foxsoul.tv. That's TGIF@foxsoul.tv. Hope to see you in the hot seat. I love when we do these segments. It's so much fun. So please hit us up. All right, let's get back to the topics. Flajay Johnson's brother, Trayron Milton, was arrested and charged with assault, battery, and disorderly conduct during his sister's game. Now, during the game, a fight broke out between players. Flajay was shoved by another player during the altercation. This led her brother to leap across the barrier to get onto the court and join in the fight. Now, in the process, he pushed an employee's head down and stepped on her shoulder.
Ooh.
Do you think this is unfair when crimes are attached to celebrities' names just because of an association? Or in this case, is it appropriate? Al, what do you think?
Ooh, Claudia, I'm torn, because we watched that video over and over and over again, and I did not see the part where he pushed an employee down and then stepped on her shoulder. So that's an assault. And now I understand why he is, you know, been sentenced to jail. I was ready and prepared to say what I saw didn't warrant a jail sentence or being taken to jail. It did warrant maybe a citation. But to me, I just felt like he was doing what any brother who's protective of his sister, and especially, clearly he travels to all her games because he was there. This is a big game. When you step on employees, step on their shoulder, push their heads down, like on stuff like that. Yeah, you kind of have to take accountability for that.
All right, Armand, what do you think?
I think you're right. And I feel like, depending on how heightened the situation is, I would do the same thing for my sister, for my mother. Right. So, you know, there's certain situations where, you know what? You take the charge.
Take the charge, yeah.
And maybe he felt like, you know what, this is my sister. I don't care. I'll take the charge. I mean, I wouldn't do it for a random person if it's my friend, but my mom, my sister, someone in my family, all right, I'll take the charge. We'll get through it. It is what it is. It's my blood. I'm taking the charge.
The problem I have was him fighting a woman, okay? And my second problem is I hate that it's Flajay's brother. That's the headline. Yeah. That's what the media does, and we just did that. I don't like that because she's not the one that initiated this, but someone in the chat said they were there. Jermaine Tarr said, I was there. She started it. And Chris Sierra said to fight some women, weirdo. Bambi 310 said he was protecting his baby sister. This was some big old butch broads. I get it. You don't want to see your family member bullied or piled on, but damn. That's the blame is going to be on your sister. We're going to forget your name. It's going to be your sister, and it's going to affect her deals, unfortunately. Right. All right, y'all, let's play a game of emoji me this and try to guess the names of some popular new school songs based on the emoji clues.
Day must be for our mind.
All right, cue the music. All right, let's see the first emoji clue. We have a water emoji, a peach emoji, and a cat emoji. Can you guess the song title?
WAP.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Wet ass cooch. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's WAP.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Next up, we have skis.
Sexy red. Ski. No.
What's the cowboy hat for?
Oh. Yeah, I don't get that part.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
What's the answer?
What's the answer?
Reveal. I said ski.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
How did you get that with the cowboy hat?
So the cowboy hat didn't.
It was the ski for me. I already know.
Oh, okay.
All right. Next, we have an emoji of a person speaking. Can you guess the
you
song?
You think you're the but you're not even the fart. No?
Oh, talking. Talking. The emoji's talking. Who's got a talking song out now?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
what is talking. It? What's the answer?
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that was Kanye West.
I don't know about these songs. Next, we have an old man emoji, a city emoji, and a street emoji. Can you guess the song title? Old Town Road.
Old Town Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's
lastly,
good
one. We have a brain, a pointed finger, and a poop emoji. Can you guess the song?
There it is. I knew it was coming. It had to be on here. Iconic! Ow!
Is all that right. A song?
I can't believe there's a song about you think you're not even a fart. Like, that is really a song right now. I'm just like, wow. We get old, Al.
I know, right? What the hell is that?
All right. Well, fun time, fun show. I want to thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Armand Wiggins, for joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Once again, it is important to the show. Go back, run those numbers up. Watch the repeat tomorrow on YouTube. Leave your comments. We can sometimes hop in the chat with you. Stay tuned for Foxhole Face Off, where they be going at it. We will see you back here tomorrow, you ladies and gentlemen. And so many, y'all have a good night tonight.
Armand, we haven't run you away yet.
No, not yet. I'm here.